If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Good afternoon. This is Brooke Howard with The Daily Beast. It's Thursday, June 17th, and these are the top stories the Chi-Chi team is watching. The Supreme Court has tossed out a lawsuit that wanted to do away with the Affordable Care Act, known to many as Obamacare. In a 7-2 decision, the High Court reasserted that some 21 million Americans will keep their health insurance, while insurance companies must continue to cover pre-existing conditions. Justice Stephen Breyer wrote in his majority opinion that the plaintiffs did not have a legal right to challenge the Affordable Care Act's individual mandate, quote, because they have not shown a past or future injury fairly traceable to defendants' conduct, enforcing the specific statutory provision they attack as unconstitutional. The Trump administration refused to defend the Affordable Care Act, which was signed into law in 2010 by former President Barack Obama, and urged the Supreme Court, along with 18 Republican state attorneys general, to kill it. When now President Joe Biden took office, his Department of Justice reversed the Trump position, keeping the act in place. Hong Kong security chiefs sent some 500 police officers to raid a pro-democracy newspaper Thursday, while the editor-in-chief and four other executives were arrested at their homes. Journalists at the Apple Daily live-streamed the raid on Facebook, showing police searching reporters' computers. Reportedly, police said that the newspaper had published more than 30 articles calling on foreign countries to impose sanctions on Hong Kong and mainland China. Dozens of activists have been arrested under a controversial national security law introduced after pro-democracy protests shook the territory. However, this was reportedly the first time journalists had been arrested under the law. Apart from arresting the paper's editor-in-chief, police also froze millions of dollars in assets. Apple Daily's owner is already in jail. A $15 minimum wage is now one of the most mainstream policy platforms among Democrats in Congress. But if you're an intern for any one of these Democratic lawmakers, odds are you're probably making less than $15 an hour. The Daily Beast examined wages during the third quarter of 2020 in the offices of every Democrat who supports a $15 minimum wage. While no full-time staffer appeared to make less than that rate, interns make well below $15 an hour. In general, when asked for comment on not paying interns $15 an hour, Democrats mostly blame the system. Basically, they imply that it's difficult to pay interns more due to what the congressional budget provides. However, offices like that of New York Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez dig into their staffer budgets to supplement what the House supplies to pay interns to get them to $15 an hour. But even that is difficult because the House has a cap on how much interns can make a month. This, in turn, means that interns can only work 30 hours a week if they were to make that $15 an hour minimum wage. The Senate, though, does not have similar capping rules as the House, and it's easier to pay interns $15 an hour. But some Senate offices still don't pay all of their interns a livable wage. But let's be real. It's easy to point the finger and blame the hypocrisy of Democrats on this issue. They support a $15 minimum wage, but may not be paying that to their own interns. Simultaneously, however, Dems have pointed to Republicans as the problem, saying it was the GOP's fault that office budgets hadn't risen over the years. But really, the whole system is flawed. One former intern said that, quote, the fact that you have to work so hard to get paid so little is a huge barrier. People can't afford to spend 6 months doing these basically unpaid jobs and then get a job that won't make up for it. And well, that's another issue. Entry-level jobs are not much better. Another former Democratic intern told the Daily Beast, quote, if you don't come from a family that's able to support you, I think it can be prohibitive to some kids who are trying to get into public service. That typically ends up affecting minorities, so it has a racial component to it as well. It's just a huge equity issue. So not only is the congressional intern program flawed in its low pay scale, but it also doesn't set up prospective employees on a successful career path unless they come from more privileged financial backgrounds with families who are able to support them. Michael Avenatti, the disgraced lawyer who tried to extort $25 million out of sportswear giant Nike, may find himself being in prison for several years. Actually, prosecutors have urged the judge overseeing Avenatti's case to hand a, quote, very substantial prison term to him. They even noted a probation office's recommendation that he should serve 8 years in jail. Avenatti represented porn star Stormy Daniels in her fight against Donald Trump. Prosecutors say the lawyer had, quote, betrayed his client and sought to enrich himself by weaponizing his public profile in an attempt to extort a publicly traded company out of tens of millions of dollars. Avenatti was convicted last year of trying to extort Nike to buy his silence on allegations of corruption involving college athletes. His lawyers have said that his public shaming has been punishment enough, and he should spend no more than 6 months in prison. Yeah, we'll see. The pharmaceutical company Nexsource, over the last 8 years, has hiked the price of a drug for brain cancer patients from $50 to $1,000 a pill, even though the patent for it is expired. Now the company is reportedly dropping out of a program for Medicare patients that made the drug more affordable. Nexsource did not explain its decision and says patients can ask the company for financial assistance, but experts say it's a blow to those with brain cancers. A Kansas man went on an anti-Muslim tirade back in October at a mosque by rubbing ham on a copy of the Quran in a bizarre anti-terrorism protest. Reportedly, he also rubbed ham on posters of the Prophet Muhammad at the mosque and at the Islamic Society of Wichita. As weird as that was, he cut a no-jail deal with prosecutors and agreed to write apology letters. He was reported to have a gun but told police it was in his car, and he only took it out when he felt threatened by someone approaching him. The man was initially charged with aggravated assault and was headed for trial when he pleaded guilty to disorderly conduct in exchange for probation. But why, though? Just as we were on the path to overcoming this COVID-19 hurdle, hopefully, another horror from 2020 decides to come back into our lives. Murder hornets. Yes, murder hornets were seen earlier this month in Seattle and confirmed by the Washington State and U.S. Departments of Agriculture Wednesday. Experts from the agencies believe the male hornet they had seen is from a prior season, as males typically don't surface until at least late July. Nonetheless, a USDA plant administrator has announced plans to survey Snohomish County to determine whether hornets have formed nests there. Officially named the Asian giant hornet, it gets its nickname from its ability to swarm honeybee nests and kill large swaths of them. The insects, which are 2 inches long, by the way, made their first appearance in the U.S. last year. They don't directly attack humans, but experts have sought to destroy their nests due to the ecological threat they pose. 3 Chinese astronauts have blasted off from Earth for a trip to their country's brand new space station. The trio were launched into space early Thursday morning from a base in northwest China and a spacecraft that docked with the still-under-construction Heavenly Harmony space station 6 hours later. Reportedly, the mission had been declared a complete success and a major stride in the U.S.-China space race. The astronauts will spend 3 months aboard the station, testing the life support system and conducting experiments. That's all for today. Just as a reminder, there will be no news tomorrow for the Juneteenth holiday. Check back with us every weekday morning and afternoon. Find us wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.